It's the 6th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Last Wednesday's Bedford Borough Council meeting uncovered a squabble between the Conservative Party and opposition parties. The ruling Conservatives accused the Lib Dems of attempting to undermine the administration's capital programme plans through an amendment containing the phrase delete and replace. This was viewed as an attack on the Mayor's agenda for road repairs, new medical resources and town regeneration, which had now been accidentally scrapped, requiring renegotiation. A spokesperson for the Labour Party responded by saying, "The amendments passed did not block any of the capital programme projects. To put this spin on events show that the new local Conservative administration is pursuing misleading and divisive politics." Luton Town's football club's 4-3 loss against Premier League leaders Arsenal in the game's final minutes was devastating to Hatters fans yesterday at Kenilworth Road. The team's next challenge is a home game against Manchester City on Sunday. Paul Sinner, best known as the Sinnerman on the ITV game show The Chase and host of TV Showdown, says the NHS is requiring proof of his citizenship. The Luton-born former physician and comedian was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease back in 2019. The same year, he married his husband, Oliver Levy. Mr. Sinner, who has lived in the UK his entire life, said he will need to submit a copy of his passport and 3 utility bills within 8 days in order to avoid being charged for his medical care. A postbox to heaven has been placed at the Norse Road Crematorium in Bedford, allowing those who have lost relatives and friends to correspond with them. The idea was originally conceived by 9-year-old Matilda Handy from Nottingham as a way of coping with the loss of her grandparents. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.